Hello, it's Monday, October the 19th, and trust that you are well. And we may have some more news for you in the coming days that we'll make available about re-entry and starting things up. We are looking at maybe re-entering on Wednesday at 1st in November and December. We'll let you know. Probably center point maybe a little later, but all of these things are being discussed, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything decently and in order. Now we're looking at the Psalms, and this week we'll be on Psalms 82, 83, 84, and 85. And these are a continuation of the Psalms of Asaph. Number 82 is a short little psalm of 8 verses. And it begins, God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. And then further down in verse 6, I said, you are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall like any prince. And you will recall, Jesus quotes this psalm in the temple area. They were in John chapter 10. They were accusing him of profanity because he made himself equal to God. And he quotes this psalm and he says, but you yourself, I mean, the Psalms also speak of others other than God himself being referred to as gods. Now, what are they? And there are three possibilities. One is that they are human beings, that they are judges, people who have God-like authority, and Caesar would certainly come to mind. Another is that they are principalities and powers, the rulers of the dark of the darkness, Satan and his demons, and a third opinion would be that this is a continuation of idolatry, that among God's people there were those who still retained the worship of heathen gods. And all three are possible. My inclination is to take the first one, but all three, I think, are possible. We certainly are capable constantly of producing idols in our minds. And I recall Calvin's statement in the Institutes in Book 1, Chapter 11 and Section 8, that man's mind is a perpetual factory of idols. And this little psalm is saying all of those idols, whatever they are, whether they're human rulers or whether they're principalities and powers or whether they're heathen gods, will one day have their comeuppance, as we say. Well, that's Psalm 82. The Lord bless you today.